from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Why can't I hear you?
Because my mic wasn't on.
There we go. Hello. Hello. Welcome to the podcast. Good start for a Monday. Big, big show to get your ears around.
Get your ears around.
Yeah,
like
you,
it's a
like
pair
a hug.
Of earmuffs.
Like a hug. You wrap your ears around it like a hug.
Okay. No fair. Hey, you do you, boo.
Give us a big old ear hug for this episode of the podcast.
Aren't we in people's ears, though? Well, if they've got over-ear headphones, maybe not.
Maybe not.
You're right.
Hey, you ask a question which really, I didn't actually think it was going to get that good of a response, but we were flooded by questions. Do you let the tradies that work on your house use your bathroom?
Yeah, a lot of calls. We couldn't take them all. The show's too jammed packed with stupid competitions at the moment.
Stupid competitions.
We can't take everyone's calls. It's
not about,
fair.
There's about 18 H's in stupid when Ellie says
stupid.
It. Stupid H's.
Stupid. Correct. But bit of fun. We also learn about the World Puzzling Championships. Who knew those were a thing?
Before we get into it, how's your weekend?
Yeah, pretty quiet. Pretty quiet.
Yeah? Just put your feet up?
Yeah, pretty much.
I was an absolute slob yesterday.
Great.
Loved it.
Yeah?
I even on Saturday, I was like, tomorrow I'm going to be a slob. So I got all the chores done, vacuumed the car, all of these weird things so that I could just get up on Sunday and have nothing to do.
What does slob Taz look like? Gaming?
Slob Taz.
Footy?
Gaming and footy, not in that order. Footy first, gaming when there's no footy, and snacks.
Yeah, what'd you snack on?
I had 1.5 packets of Tim Tams,
mm-hmm.
a whole bag, party size, of Smith's salt and vinegar.
Party size?
Like the big bag.
Yeah, nice.
That took me the whole day to get through.
Yeah.
I had 2 blueberry muffins. I had a half a apple pie.
Oh,
family-sized apple pie.
The calories.
Oh, it won't show on me.
No, I know.
It's my metabolism. I should be an Avenger with my metabolism. And what else did I get? Oh, and I did eat some of those blue cloud lollies. Had some of those left over.
Did you have any full meals?
Yeah, Thai food. So I had a bowl of cereal in the morning, Weet-Bix with banana. That was my health for the day. I had a fruit.
Yep.
And then... Then I had Thai food for lunch, Thai food for dinner. I knew this because the slob was coming. I bought Thai food and ordered a heap.
Yeah, nice.
Saturday night. I'm still eating it. I've
Uber
got
eats?
Leftovers.
Did you
no, I went so? Out on Saturday. Didn't have to leave the house on Sunday.
Nice.
Yeah.
Love that. Love that.
And
good
I climbed
job.
Into bed yesterday. I was like, gee, I'm so tired.
Do you know what time I went to bed on Friday night? 7:30. Like lights out. 7:30. Yeah. I've never done that.
When did you sleep too?
8:30.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's even more impressive.
I know. It was huge. It was good.
Are you a blackout gal? Like curtains?
Nah. I'm okay with light.
If there's a... Look, because I'm sleeping at the moment because I'm house sitting.
Yeah.
I'm in the lounge room of Mum and Dad's place, but the wall is a window.
Yeah.
And there's no curtains on it.
Yeah.
So if the sun's up, I'm up. Are you okay? Are you
I'm okay because I grew up without blinds and so I've mastered the technique of putting the palm of my hand over my eyes.
We make fun of you on the show constantly for being from this empire.
Yeah. No blinds in my room.
Really?
Sun straight in.
Jeez,
it's actually
just
good.
Like the plebs do.
I kind of like that I grew up like that because now I'm not like, I need it to be pitch black when I sleep. Like
oh,
most
no.
people are.
But surely you sleep better when it's pitch black.
Yeah. But then I can't wake up in the morning.
Oh,
like
just...
if it's dark in the room, I will keep sleeping. Forever.
Forever. Where's Chaney? Oh, she's asleep. Yeah. It's been 3.5 weeks. Yeah, nobody can open the curtains. She's locked the door.
Exactly. All right, well.
That was a tangent. Enjoy the rest of the show. The show hasn't even started yet. It starts right now.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
All eyes on the States at the moment with big news in their presidential election. Joe Biden is stepping back. So it looks like it's going to be a two-horse race between Kamala Harris. I keep saying Camilla.
No, that's the Queen consort.
Yeah, I get confused.
Yep.
Kamala Harris and Donald Trump will probably be the two horses running in that race. But there was a big thing released on Biden's social media officially from the White House. Big letter that we thought could do with a little bit of a zhuzh.
I mean, if there's one thing I think about Joe Biden, he could do with a bit of a zhuzh.
Yeah, he's a bit zhuzhless, isn't he? He needs a few more zhuzh. So what we've done is, you know what, let me read a few little bits and pieces of the letter.
Okay, what he actually posted.
Yeah, so this is very official.
Okay.
So this came out a couple of hours ago. Over the past 3.5 years, we've made some great progress as a nation. Today, America has the strongest economy in the world. We've made historic investments in rebuilding our nation. And while it's been my intention to seek re-election, I believe it is in the best interests of my party and the country for me to stand down and focus solely on fulfilling my duties as president for the remainder of my term.
Not bad.
There was about 10 times more than that.
Okay, so
paraphrased, right?
Okay.
But we've decided to give it a bit of a zhuzh.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to want to try and get young voters mm-hmm. out to the booths and, mm-hmm. and get behind Kamala, aren't they? So we thought, why don't we throw in some Gen Z slang? Here we go.
That was Biden's problem, right? He couldn't relate to the younger voters.
Exactly.
He was a bit too old for the office.
He was old school, but let's add some new school
into
that letter. Okay, right. So this is the exact same letter, but with a little bit of AI help. Yo, let me break it down, fam. Over the past 3.5 years, we made some sick progress as a nation, bruh. America's eco is straight fire. We've made some historic moves in rebuilding our nation. And let's not forget, we've passed some major climate legislation, which is a huge W.
Oh, huge dub. Huge dub.
We've overcome some wild stuff. No cap. It's been the ultimate honor to serve as your prez. And I gotta say, it's been a wild ride. But for real, I think it's best for my party and the country if I step down and we have a glow up as a nation.
A glow up!
Shout out to everyone who's been grinding for my re-election and major props to VP Kamala Harris. Lastly, got to give it up to the American people for risen with me. Because we, the United States of America, ain't nothing we can't handle. Word.
Mic drop!
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
Hey, I want to put something to the people, Taz, because it's
the people are listening.
I've noticed
Hello?
Over the last few months since owning a house, I've had a lot of tradesmen come through and do stuff on the house and whatnot. And I've noticed a common theme.
Mm-hmm.
When I go out and greet them in the morning and, you know, they show me what they're doing and we have the initial chat, I'll then always say to them,
mm-hmm.
hey, the bathroom's just through there if you need it.
Okay.
I'll leave this door open, come in and out as you please. And I've had the same reaction from a lot of them. It's been like, oh, okay, thank you. Yeah, where'd you say it was?
Yeah.
And they seem to be taken aback by the fact that I'm offering the use of my bathroom, which makes me think.
How many bathrooms you got?
2.
15 in your mansion. How many?
No,
which
2.
Wing? Which wing of your new house are we talking?
One downstairs.
Okay,
so nothing about the quality of my toilet.
No, but let's say you only had one bathroom.
Yeah.
Would you offer that to them?
Yes, because they're doing work on the house
all day.
They'd
be having to use the same bathroom that you would use all the time.
Yeah.
So it'd have your stuff on the bench.
Well, I mean, it's hard because I've got a separate toilet from the bathroom and I've got a separate bathroom.
Yeah, but so there we go. So you're able to offer the guest bathroom and toilet up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think, like you see, how many times a day do I go and pee whilst at the office?
Mm.
Right? I go 3 or 4 times at least.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, these guys are working there all day. Where are they peeing if people aren't letting them pee in their houses?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I don't own a house, so I don't know. This hasn't been something I've ever
had to do. But
surely
you've had tradespeople round at some stage in a rental. Well,
not really. I try and not be home whenever people need to do stuff.
I could be wrong. This could be. It could be completely common that people are offering up their bathrooms mm-hmm. all the time. But I want to get your thoughts, Sunny Coast. 545-11919. I'd love it if you're a tradie and you could weigh in on this. Should tradies be using your bathroom? Is that normal to say, hey, come on in? Or is it weird?
You think they're being surprised by you being that nice?
Yes. Well, not that nice, but just like offering them that. Maybe they're expecting to have to go to a public toilet nearby or something. We'll go to Rebecca from Doonan. Rebecca, what are your thoughts on this? Should tradies be allowed to use a toilet or what do you think?
Absolutely. We are tradies, actually. We have a small building company and I just rang to say that it is terrible how our tradies are treated.
Yeah, wow, right. So this is unusual,
nine times
is it?
Out of 10.
Right.
Yeah.
So
we are, we're very small and we're clean cut and professional looking and speak nicely and all that. But 9 times out of 10, people are not interested in, allowing them to use the bathroom. So they'll go to the servo or the closest McDonald's or whatever, just use the toilet.
9 times out of 10, you reckon this is happening?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I'm shocked because I've not been in this industry as long as my fiance, but It's not nice.
Well, that would explain the surprise when I, you know,
well,
forthright
offer it.
Your toilet is also made of
definitely.
Gold, though, Ellie, so I don't know why. That might be why.
Maybe I'm offering it because they couldn't do anything worse than I've already done.
You never know.
You never know.
Yeah, so it's lovely of you to do that because not everyone does.
So, Beck, what should people do then if they've got tradies around? What would you like to see more of from the Sunny Coast?
Just be a human being. We go to a restaurant or McDonald's or wherever or a park and we use the same public toilets there. Why is it different?
You agreed.
Know? I mean, I get it's your home and all of that. I totally understand that. I'm a clean freak myself. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, just have some decency, really.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks, Beck. And I'm sorry to your tradies that they're not treated how they deserve.
Oh, good.
Thanks for your call, sister.
Thanks.
We'll go now to Louisa from Mooloolaba. Is that you?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Louisa. What are your thoughts on this issue?
I think you definitely want to offer them the toilet so they're not peeing in your yard.
I mean, that's another way to look at it.
That was what I was going to suggest when Ellie said, where are they going to go? I was like, I think I know where they're going to go.
Yes.
My garden's growing so well recently. I don't know what's going on.
We have two hoses in the backyard already. We do not need any more.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
My sister travels around the country and she plays a thing called speed puzzling. It's jigsaw puzzles.
It's a sport.
It's a sport.
Okay.
It is. But I don't want to get my sister on the show. Ugh. So instead, we're going to go to the Aussie national champion. Her name is Melissa. Hello, Melissa.
Hello. How are you?
Congratulations.
What do you have to do to win that, Melissa?
So essentially how the competitions work, you go in, it's a 500-piece puzzle. Everyone gets the exact same puzzle and it's first to finish wins. It's that simple.
Can you, like, cheat a little bit and look at what the other person's next to you is doing it?
Yes, you can. So you do share a trestle table. But the kind of catch is that there's no one size fits all. So what your buddy's doing next to you might not be the best approach for you. So you're better off figuring out before the competition. Find an approach that works best for you first.
Do you get to see the final product, what the final product should look like?
Yeah. So you don't know what you're doing before the competition, but once you're there, you pull the puzzle out of the box and that's when you see what you're doing. And, you don't get any forewarning, so you don't know before the day which puzzle you're going to get. Mm-hmm. But everyone, no one's got the advantage because everyone sees a puzzle at the same time on the day.
Yeah, so at the high-level competitions, I know this much, that if you're at Worlds or whatever, they actually debut puzzles there.
Oh.
So no one has done this puzzle before. They've never seen it before. It's brand new.
Right.
That's correct,
Melissa and everybody else competing get to be the first ones to try and do this puzzle.
How many pieces in the puzzle? Is there a standard category for like a 1,000-piece category or 500-piece category?
Yep. So they don't work in piece categories. They work in solos, pairs or teams. Mm-hmm. So pairs is a team of two and then a team is a team of three or four. So for solos and pairs, generally it's a 500 piece and then for teams it's a 1,000 piece. Yeah.
Is there like age old, do the edges first? Is that a thing in competitive speed puzzling?
Generally, yes, that's still the go-to, but not necessarily. It does depend on the puzzle and on the puzzler. So, like your sister, Taz, does not start with the edges.
That's because she doesn't like to conform.
She?
No, she doesn't like to follow rules. That Ree, we've got an eye on you, Ree. Can we talk briefly, before we come back home, Melissa, can we talk briefly about Worlds? Where is it?
Yes.
Who's going? That's so exciting.
So it's held in Spain in a city called Valladolid. It's in September. It is all live streamed on Facebook. On YouTube. So if anyone is interested, you can watch along from home. We've got 22 Australians going over this year to represent Australia at the World Championships. But there are 1,200 competitors worldwide going.
Oh my! Do you have to like pay your own way for this, or is there funding for it?
You do. If you are Australian national champion, your prize is a financial contribution towards getting you to Worlds so that you can represent as Australia's fastest puzzler.
It's so good, right? I've been a part of this world because every so often, every couple of weeks, my sister will be like, oh, just follow this live stream, just watch me here. And she's travelling around the country just doing puzzles and rooms full of people all doing the same puzzle. It's absolutely fascinating. Melissa, in a couple of weeks, we've got an event kind of close to home we can go to.
We do. It is the Queensland State Jigsaw Puzzle Competition. So that's where we'll find Queensland's fastest puzzler. The prize for this competition is a ticket to the national event, which is being held in Melbourne in December. But you do win puzzles and trophies and that for first, second and third for each division. There is a individuals division as well as a pairs. You don't need to be the fastest. You just need to enjoy puzzling to come along and take part and be, be involved in this wonderful puzzling community.
Yeah, so Sunny Coast, if you love your jigsaw puzzles, it's happening August 4 at Brisbane State High School. I've been to a few and cheered Ree on. They are awesome, especially if you love your puzzles. You get to be surrounded by people that also love puzzles.
Can anyone enter? How shall we enter a team?
We enter a team?
Yeah, absolutely you could. Yeah.
August 4, do you want to?
I've done a puzzle before. I could do
okay.
it.
Okay. Is there prizes for last place, Melissa?
Not officially.
No.
There should be.
There should be.
I'm going to talk to World Puzzling Headquarters.
Melissa, Speed Puzzling Aussie National Champ. Go get him in Worlds. And thank you for joining us this afternoon.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
T-minus 3, 2, 1. Vandal time, Sunny Coast, our favourite game. There is a song every day. It's a new song we have to guess. It's broken into its instruments. We add layer by layer until we guess it. On Fridays, we draw a $100 Moolabah Music voucher to someone that's beaten us this week.
Yeah, it's your local music superstore. Get around it. All right, today's song we know is from 1985.
All right, let's just do it.
Taz hates it with a passion.
Anything
when the songs
pre-1990.
Were given
is... A lot of the listeners aren't even born yet.
Honestly, his mood for the day is dictated by the year that Bandle gives
I wake
us.
Up in the morning and I'm happy and then Bandle decides if I have a good day or not.
All right, well, let's see if you can get this one. And we don't know what the answer is, Sunny Coast. We're playing along with you. Layer number one. The way you're banging your head looks like he's loving it.
So 80s already. 1985 it's from. So if you think you know what it is, 545-11919.
I don't have a clue.
Oh, I think I'm going to know it.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's you know when you yeah.
It's tickling your brain.
Yeah, here we go. Next one. Let's go to the Sunny Coast.
Okay.
A lot of people already calling through thinking they know today's Bandle, 1985. All right, let's go to line one. Who have we got here?
Larissa.
Hi, Larissa. I don't have a clue what this could be at this point in time. Do you have an idea?
I'm thinking 1071.
Oh, is that 1071?
No. She wants to guess the CFM ATM.
Oh.
That's how much this competition has ruined our radio station with free cash.
I thought she was talking about a song. Here am I typing. What's that? 8675309 or something?
No.
I thought she was gone for that.
Let's go back
song.
To the game. Here we go. Layer 3 for 1985. It's Springsteen.
Oh, yeah. Summer of 69.
Oh, yes. Hang on.
Is it?
Let me. Oh, my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, Ellie Chaney.
Suck it. I know my 80s music. You're better than you.
She does. And the number, there was actually a number in the title.
Right. Could that be in our CFM ATM pin code?
No.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Quickly, though, we were out filming a video for this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see what Foz was wearing from The Big Breakfast?
On his feet? Yes, he didn't. He was walking around with both shoelaces untied.
Yeah.
Deliberately.
So he's wearing All-Stars, right, quite a low shoe, with the laces just loose, just like a trip hazard.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, both of your shoes are untied, mate. He goes, yeah, I prefer them untied.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
And he goes, it's fine, though. He ended up, we were with him for the next hour. Yeah. He almost tripped over an old lady that walked past him. and he tripped over personally himself.
Yeah.
And he was riding an e-scooter there for a bit. I was like, one of these ladies is going to get caught in the wheel and he's going to lose a foot.
I know. I said to him, more than anything, you're just going to have that many people throughout the day be like, mate, your shoelace is undone, your shoelace is undone. Yeah. And sure enough, in the time we were filming that video, two separate strangers stopped to tell him he had his laces
and
undone.
And his response, it's a conversation starter, guys. It's a conversation starter.
Talking about the weather.
So he's shared on his story a picture of his shoes. Mm. And he's obviously thinking that he's going to be in the right here.
Yeah.
Thinking, oh, yeah, people will agree with me. This is a great look. Is this a good look? Yes, no, you are an idiot are the three options on his story. 80% of people have either said no or you are an idiot. 20% of people have said yes, and I can only assume that is a misclick.
Absolutely. Yeah, Foz, you're an idiot, mate.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Hey, can you hold up your hand, just like a talk to the hand motion for me?
Talk to the hand.
Thank you. I'm just going to zoom in.
Why are you taking
a... I'm taking a picture. There we go. Thank you.
Just off my hand?
Yeah, I'm just going to send this in to a website. Hang on.
I did used to want to be a hand model when I was younger.
Did you really?
I fell off a scooter in Greece and now I have scars all over my hands.
Well, you're going to love what I'm going to do with that picture of your hand. Mm. There is a website called sizehim.com.
Oh, God. I don't like where this is going already.
And look, I'll just come out and say it. You send a picture of your hand to this website. It will then tell you what kind of member you have. Yeah.
But
I mean,
you know this about me.
Hey, I'm testing the website. If the website won't lie, okay?
I have always had a theory about this, to be honest. Mm. If I were a male,
right,
what my member, as you put it, would look like, I think... I've got very small hands. I've always thought it'd be quite a small one.
Okay.
Let
me see. So step one, open hand scanner. I've scanned the hand. Mm-hmm. Discover results. Here we go. It's just loading now.
If it's the small but mighty, then I want to pat on the back.
Well, you do have quite small hands. Okay, you've come back with...
What are we doing? I went to university, Taz.
Yes. So
how
that
am
you
I
could
here?
Learn... of the official scientific results from sizehim.com. And the award for the perfect member goes to the pencil. This member has the same shape from girth to tip, which makes it perfect for any scenario.
Oh!
Make the most of this by trying out as many scenarios as possible.
The pencil?
Yeah.
Look. You know,
As a woman,
I've been in a lot of girl chats in my time. Mm-hmm. Pencil is not a word you want to use.
Get out of here.
In a positive way.
Everybody is fine, okay? That's, we're all unique.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, look, I'm proud of being a pencil, apparently. What I want to know, though, Tazzy.
Okay.
Who made this app?
Oh,
and
I
why?
Don't know. And you how know? Much money are they making? Because that just cost me 99 cents.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.